Welcome to episode 11 of the West Park Bench podcast. If you're new, welcome. If you're coming back, I hope you've had a good week. So, all the way to episode 11. I'm just going to put the little spoffly bit on the end of the microphone because it's a little bit windy. There we go. So much technology. So the Edinburgh Fringe is over. For another year, we've got another 11 months, I had to think about it then, until the Edinburgh Fringe comes back round again. And things do come round cyclically in any industry, in any business, and the Edinburgh Fringe is no different. And there are lots of marker points that you can pick to give you targets in your year that aren't necessarily your deliverables. You can choose to put a deliverable in it, but I really like having those markers, and Edinburgh this year has been one of those for me. So the other reason that this podcast exists, if you're curious, because you may have listened and gone, it's a bit random. It's about accountability to my own media making. I need to be able to regularly make a podcast in this instance where I can go through that process of knowing which bit of tech I'm using, which software I'm recording to, which software I'm extracting it from and to and publishing it to. The graphics that go around that, a regular routine of making sure that I'm not taking up too much time on the components that aren't about the media making and aren't about the engagement with the audience. And ultimately, for a client, the reason for the publishing it being the return on investment for the content of it. So a lot of social media is very transient. You make it, it goes into your Twitter feeds. And unless you've got a repurposing mechanism of being able to reuse that or put that on your website, it could be a lot of work for a very small amount of time window. So audience is absolutely vital, but also just being able to flip out your technology, record something that is quick and of the moment. And I love having those conversations. Over the last 3 weeks with the Edinburgh Fringe, I've done a series of live streams, but some people didn't want to go live, so they were pre-recorded and then I published them. But just having the opportunity to say to somebody, we're going to meet for an hour, we're going to chat for 15 minutes, and then we'll have a 5-point bulleted recorded session. And then we'll have a 15-minute catch-up afterwards. And what that does for me as well is it allows me to look at what my friends have been up to. I can look into their social media. I can look to see what some of their history was before I met them. And be able to pull that into a bit of a podcast. Do a bit of a showcase, a bit of a show and tell, so that I can create a piece of media that if somebody wants to know what they're about, there's something for them to look at. Because often the person you don't promote is yourself very well. And I know I'm not very good at promoting myself, so by doing these bits of media I can talk to others, and the mechanism in which I'm talking to them through is what I do, you know, podcasts and live streams and websites and events and the construction that goes around those events, bringing in speakers. There's all sorts of lovely stuff that I love to do, and it's all a little bit chaotic, but I'm trying to bring some structure. So, accountability podcast. It is recorded at regular times so that I can also, as I bump into people and as I network, I can say, oh, are you free at this time? Because I know that I will be here in the park recording this podcast and someone can come and join me. And that is an invitation to anyone who's listening to this, either as a podcast that's recorded with you not in the park, or coming to the park. So Edinburgh Fringe is coming to an end. And I think what has been highlighted, as is every year, is what a microcosm of the entertainment industry, and especially the independent sector of the industry, with some commercial overlaps with some of the big venues, especially in comedy, but what a microcosm of the industry it is for those of us that work in it, and the stories that are filtering to the top as we conclude with Edinburgh, particularly, is the cost of accommodation for people coming to the Fringe. The audiences were down 25% because people couldn't get up and the accommodation was too expensive. But for people who are actually performing in shows, where often the motivation to get to Edinburgh is not to make money, and shows don't make money, finding that accommodation is finding a way of supporting yourself without being paid, and be able to get to your shows and do the shows and do your job, but also maintain your mental health and your physical body, and promote the show and go out. It is an endurance exercise, and some of the things that are coming up around digs and accommodation and food and cost of living, relationships with producers, expectations on venues, expectations on audiences, marketing capabilities to actually find an audience and bring them. I mean, although you've got lots of people at the Edinburgh Fringe, getting them to see your show, massively difficult if you are just singly focused. However, if you're collaborating to bring an audience to a venue, because there will be performance in a venue and you will be aligned with a venue, that having that kind of drive, not just when you go up to the Fringe, of course there's the preparation, there's the rehearsal, there's the marketing, there's the logistics of getting there, there's the logistics of being there, there's the logistics of, well, what happens after you spend all this time and all this work getting there and being there, that often with events themselves, just even if it's a conference, event fatigue is very real, and by the time you get to the part of your performance where they've ended, often you have nothing left, and that is another experience to be learned, that you can't go all out and have nothing left, because life continues, the world continues to turn after Edinburgh, the world continues to turn after curtain down, the world continues to turn after your conference event that takes place over a weekend that you've spent a whole year preparing for. Which is, if you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, I did talk about my event strategy, or my event cycle, which is plan, prepare, produce, deliver, reflect and report. And those, once you're producing and you're delivering it, you're actually only in the middle of your cycle. I think it's really, really important to remember that, and knowing that after you've finished this, you've all got to move into a reflection phase. And that might be to do nothing for a week, but you still need to know what is that reflection. You want to look back at what you did, you want to pull your media together, you want to look at updating your website, you might just want to use that to plan the next 3 months because you just didn't have a plan. So that reflection period is really, really important. And then of course reporting all of what you've just done, making sure that it's tied up, it's written about, so that it can be tidied up, put in a box, ribbon tied around it, so that you can move on to the next project. So important. So what remains for this week is, now that I have, of course, last week's show with Dee Dee, Deborah Davis, was to illustrate that whilst the Edinburgh Fringe is going on, the world continues to turn. And Dee Dee had exhibited her installation called Hostile in Wells Art Contemporary at Wells Cathedral. And I went down there this weekend, or last weekend, to record a walk and talk. So she walked around a selected collection of installations, which really have spoken to her in various ways. And not because she really liked them. Some of them she really liked. Some of them she really didn't know whether she liked. Some were just great illustrations of the Wells topic, the spirituality meets Christianity meets modern day ecclesiastical non-secular engagement, and I recorded the audio while she was walking around, created recorded some video, and I also had a little mini camera on her that would show me what she was seeing. So I kind of got it tied up, and I've been putting all that together. And that's another thing, this is accountability, doing things like that, gathering the content and then ingesting it into your computer to be able to make sense of it, to edit it into a piece, is in itself a workflow practice that if I wasn't doing this as part of my practice when I'm not working full out with clients or on productions, I wouldn't have the skills, or the skills would be rusty. So I'd be using the time that someone was paying me to be brushing up my skills, whereas actually when I'm working with a client or working on a project, and I want to be full out knowing that I need to work out which bits of workflow, and by being able to plug into a set of workflows that I already have running and just flipping out my content and putting their content in, that's the sort of thing that I, that's the kind of mindset that I want to be in, so that I can live the rest of my life around it. So I've got that. So hopefully in episode 12, I will be able to tell you how that went. That might be what it's always difficult. I'm never quite sure what these park bench podcasts are going to be, because I am trying to get into a routine of getting a bit of fitness and agility into my physical body. I'm also, on top of that, hoping that I'll lose a few stone over the next couple of years. You know, it's a gradual thing. But also, it's a time for me to have something solid in that day. So Tuesdays have a particular layout. And then that way I can break it up once I'm kind of in control of my own time. Also a way of me being able to recover when the world falls apart, because that's the other inevitability, is that it doesn't matter how organised you are, maybe some people are, but no matter how organised I am, there comes a point where my mental health is not perfect. The people around me need more than I have the time to give, so some of my work needs to fall by the wayside, or a project comes up that consumes me because I need the income. But having this structure to plug back into is something that gives me reassurance that I've got a way back to move forward again. So I would love people to come and join me. So if you're listening to these in succession, do comment, do let me know that you've listened. I'm at PCM Creative on Twitter. I would love to hear from you. Being in this audience is more special than any other, because this is my media. This is the media that I make when I'm not being paid. And to know who's interested means more to me than the paid projects, because the paid projects don't belong to me. And I think this is the thing about me being a media maker that makes media for other people. Once I've made a series of podcasts for a client or for production, they don't really feel like mine, and to promote them and share them through their media, I want their audiences to engage with them. But if it's not relevant to my audience, I don't want to bombard you with random projects that I get engaged with. You can always go and find them. So it's always difficult to bring things to a close, and I think doing these podcasts gives me a sense of shape to a conversation, especially a one-sided conversation, because this is me talking to me, hoping that you're listening. I don't know who you are. I would like you to be East Midlands based. So if you're East Midlands based and you are, do get in touch, because I can probably travel for a conversation. I would love to have, you know, coffee and podcast. I would like you to be across Europe, because I was with Audiences Europe for a while. I would love someone who was part of the Audiences Europe days to be listening in to some of these podcasts. That would make me happy. Then of course there are people who are just interested in immersive tech and being able to use social media tech to engage an audience, and perhaps be interested in being a guest on one of my other streams. Because going into the autumn, I've got a bit of a structure that I'm going to try and follow, which I'm not going to go into now because I probably am hitting my 15 to 20 minute mark. So it's the end of August. We'll see what's going to happen. There are some really struggling times. I want to talk to people about the struggles. I want to talk to people about their art. I want to talk to people about their successes. I want to talk to people about what it is about the successes that keeps them going, even though they look at the cost of living and think, how on earth am I going to get through Christmas? There's conversations to be had, and there's conversations that I want to have. So hey, it may be that episode 12 through 20 will end up being me talking to myself on a park bench. But if you got to the end of episode 11, thank you so much. I'm Karen Lyon at PCM Creative. This West Park Park Bench podcast is recorded in West Park every week on a Tuesday after I've been for a swim in the West Park Leisure Centre. So thanks very much for listening, and I hope you tune in to more.